This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you go to Amazon right now and try to post a review of the new book American Dirt, you will get this message. Amazon has noticed unusual reviewing activity on this product. Due to this activity, we have limited this product to verified purchase reviews. That is, purchases of the book made on Amazon. The novel at hand, American Dirt, again by Janine Cummins, is a story of a Mexican family fleeing gang violence. It has won both widespread praise and widespread criticism, in part because its author is neither Mexican nor an immigrant, and it has raised questions of representation and cultural appropriation. The whole thing has also raised a business question about what kind of platform Amazon wants to be. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
David Bowles read an advance copy of American Dirt. He's a Mexican-American author and had some critiques, so
I went ahead and purchased the Kindle version of it so that I could have a verified purchase and thereby have my review published, because I thought it was important to get it out there.
Amazon is not only a huge seller of books, but a place where lots of people come to talk about them. Writer and publisher Victoria Barrett says Amazon has cultivated that conversation by buying Goodreads, a reader review site.
If they want to keep the discussion about race and appropriation out of their website, that's certainly their right. But because they have invited this social function into their retail business, it feels a little like dirty pool to a lot of us in the industry, I think.
Amazon wouldn't answer questions about why it restricted American Dirt reviews or how often this happens with books. Its page for A Very Stable Genius, a new book critical of President Trump, also only allows reviews by verified buyers. Amazon's not the only review site grappling with how to manage speech. Rotten Tomatoes recently started verifying ticket purchases by reviewers to prevent review bombing. Corinne McSherry with the Electronic Frontier Foundation says Amazon is in a different category because of its size and influence in the marketplace.
Amazon is actually the site of so much expression. So I would urge Amazon to be extremely cautious in going down this path, and it may regret it.
Because, she says, people will gravitate to the platforms where they can be heard. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.